The following is a message from the pulpit of Parkside Baptist Church in Mesquite, Texas, led by Pastor Mike Wells.
All right, thank you, Mrs. Palmore, for that song. And take your Bibles again, open them to Exodus chapter number 4, and verse 2, it says here, "And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand?" And I should have back here a rod somewhere, and here we go. And I could use this as an illustration. This is a big rod. All right. Thank you, Brother Kyle, for helping me out with that. But here the Bible tells us here, and here's a story. God has met with Moses at the burning bush, and God came to Moses and told Moses that he wants him to go back to Egypt and to tell Pharaoh, hey, let my people go. And so Moses had a problem. Moses said, Lord, they're not going to believe me. If I go back there, they're going to laugh at me. I mean, these are people that know me. These are people that knew the things I've done, and they're going to laugh at me. They're going to make fun of me. They're going to push me out of town. They're not going to listen. They won't just believe what I say, Lord. And so the Lord comes to him, and here he's saying, Lord, behold, they will not believe me nor hearken unto my voice, verse 1, for they will say, the Lord had not appeared unto thee. Moses, who do you think you are? I mean, God didn't appear unto you. I mean, how can we believe what you're saying? How do we know this is real? And then the Lord had a solution. It says here in verse 2, and the Lord said to him, what is that in thine hand? So I can imagine here is Moses and God having a conversation, and Moses is leaning on his rod. He's a shepherd, leaning on his rod and having a conversation with God and saying, Lord, you don't understand, Lord. When I go back there and if I tell the children of Israel, if I tell Pharaoh, they're not going to believe me that I am to lead them out. So he's leaning on his staff there and his rod. And so God looks at him and he says, what is that in thine hand? And here I can imagine Moses as he's leaning on that rod, he looks at it and this? Yeah, Lord, this is a rod. I mean, yeah, it's a rod. I mean, he didn't even know he had it there. It's like, I use it all the time. It's a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground, and he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. Then the Lord told him to grab it, and he brought it back up. It became a rod again. But I want to talk tonight about what's that in thine hand. See, Moses had a rod in his hand. God looked at what Moses had, and God said, Moses, I want to use what you have. God has a plan for every one of us here tonight. But if we're not careful, we will come up with excuses why God can't use us. You know, we're in a growing ministry here. Things are happening. Things are growing and there's excitement. You know, it's like this church is like a big ship on the ocean and it's going forward and all the engines are, I mean, full speed ahead and we're making things happen and God is using this ministry here. But as a church grows, as we go forward for God, there is more ministry that needs to happen. You know, Pastor Wells, as I have spent some time with him, and I had the privilege of dropping him off at the airport, I've had the privilege of spending some time with him and talking with him. And one of the things that is always on his mind is the ministry here and who is taking care of the ministry. I tell you, I've never met a pastor like Pastor Wells that, I mean, he knows what's going on all over the place, and he wants to know. Anytime there's any changes or if there, anything new is going on, he doesn't want to be left in the dark. There's some pastors like, don't bother me, just do the job, and I don't need all that stress. Pastor Wells is stressed out if you're not telling him. He wants to know what's going on. But as I think about the ministry here, Parkside Baptist Church is growing. It's happening. I mean, we're having 130, 140, 150 going out soul winning on a Saturday. That's not heard of very much. I mean, we're seeing people going out and winning people to Christ. We're seeing our youth going out, 50, 55 teenagers going out soul winning on a Thursday night. We're seeing the ministries growing. We're seeing the academy growing. We're seeing the college. We're having new students in the college coming in, and the college is growing. And it's going to grow so much more under the leadership of Dr. Bachman. And man, I tell you, God is doing things here, but God is not just looking for a Brother Butler or Brother Jonathan or Brother Bachman or Pastor. He's looking for everybody here to be involved in the ministry. He is looking for everybody here to do something for God. You know, God didn't save you to sit. God saved you to serve. Amen. You ought to be excited about doing something. When I was in New Mexico, and I was pastoring the church in New Mexico, Grace Baptist Church, and we've been praying, and God is speaking my heart about leaving there and to go somewhere where there's a ministry for the youth that my children can be involved in. And I was considering different places, and I called or talked to Pastor Wells, and I told Pastor Wells, I believe God is leading us here. He said, great. He says, sell your house and get over here. And I said, now, Pastor Wells, if I come to the church, I don't want to die at the church. Please don't let me die. I mean, stay on me and push me and help me. I've regretted that ever since. Amen. And Pastor Wells has pushed me. And I was hoping he would forget, but he doesn't forget. It's funny, in meetings, if you say something like, you say, well, yeah, I'd be willing to do that someday. He writes it down in his little planner. And by the time you know, it's on the Asana, and it's like red blinking. All right, you said you'd do this, now do it. And so you got to be careful what you say. But, you know, God has a plan for all of us, and if we're not careful, we'll come up with excuses why we can't. Well, you know, I can't sing, so I guess I won't do anything in the church. Or I can't teach, so I won't do anything in church. Or I can't do this, or I can't do that. But you know what you ought to be desiring to do is, hey, I want to fit somewhere. By the way, there is a place in the ministry for everybody here. God has a ministry. And if you're not doing anything for God in the ministry, it is nobody's fault but yours. All right? Preacher doesn't need you to wait around till he has something to give you. But you ought to be saying, preacher, give me something to do. You know, we have all kinds of things. We got discipleship programs. We got the prayer meeting times. We have so many different types of soul winning times. We have all kinds of classes, and we're starting new classes. Preacher's getting ready to start some more adult Sunday school classes, some more probably children's classes. He wants to start more bus ministries. We got a new bus route. Brother Ginger just starting, waiting on a bus, trying to get a bus for him. But, you know, that's not the last bus route. I mean, we're just starting out. I mean, we're just barely having appetizers right now. I mean, the meal is coming. Well, you're talking about 50 buses someday in a bus lot that we're going to have, and God is going to do great things, but God is looking to use you in the ministry. You know, every church I've ever been in, every church I've ever gone to, taking my family, and I've been in a few churches that I didn't go there. They didn't hire me, and I didn't go there. I went there, just joined the church, and I worked hard, and I ended up getting in opportunities of head usher and Sunday school teacher and doing other things. But I never wanted to go to a church and sit. I never, you know, I was just talking to Brother Bachman about that. The church he was at, he was very involved. You know, he could just hid in the shadows. Well, I'm just waiting to, if the Lord's moving me somewhere. No, he got busy where he was at. You know, there is things for everybody. And by the way, there's some things that need to be done that only you can do. And you're sitting around thinking, well, somebody else would do that. Verse 2, it says, and the Lord said to him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. God asked Moses, what's in thine hand? And Moses answered, Lord, it's a rod. Moses probably found that rod while leading the sheep and just saw it sitting on the ground there somewhere and picked it up. Well, this is a nice rod. I'll take this with me and I'll use this. I can use this. And to him, it was just a rod. That's all it was, a rod. It was my rod. It's a rod. You know, it's my voice. It's, you know, it's my hands. It's my feet. It's, you know, it's my brain. It's mine. I mean, this is just something I have. It's mine. It's my rod. And the Lord said unto him, he says, hey, what's that in thy hand? He said, a rod. To Moses, the rod was used to walk, a walking stick to help him through the rough terrain where he was leading the sheep. To Moses, that rod was used to retrieve fruit from a tree. There was some fruit up there. He'd hit that tree and knock the fruit down and eat the fruit off that tree. To Moses, it was a weapon to fight off the enemy. His rod was to fight off a wolf or some kind of enemy from the sheep. To Moses, his rod was to be a guide, to guide the sheep and to make the sheep go a certain direction. To Moses, that rod was a rod to be able to discipline the sheep and to push them away from something they shouldn't be involved in. To Moses, a rod was such a part of his life. It was a tool, but it was his rod. It was a rod. You know, a rod. Anyway, that's a baseball player. But it was that was his rod that God says, what's that in thine hand? He says, it's a rod. It's mine. This is mine. I own it. I use it. I have my own purpose for it. You know, by the way, tonight, you have things. You have abilities. You have talents. You use them at your workplace. And you say, well, that's my rod. This is my thing. This is what I do. But when I get to church, I put it in and pause, and I just kind of fall in the pew, you know, and I just save those talents for work. You know, you ought to use your talent for God. And, you know, God will bless you at work much more. And, you know, Moses said, Lord, this is a rod. This is something I use in my life. God asked Moses for the thing that he already possessed. By the way, God is looking for what you possess already. He's not looking for you to, well, Lord, if you just wait a while, I'm going to get real talented. God said, I'm not waiting for that. He said, Lord, if you wait a little while, I'll get more education. And that's good, but he's not looking for that. At the moment, he's looking for what you have in your hand. You say, Brother Butler, what's your favorite ice cream? The ice cream that you're eating, all right? If you're eating something, that's my favorite, right? You know, God says it's whatever is in your hand. God asked Moses for the thing that he already possessed. God asked Moses, what's that in thine hand? Moses answered, a rod. He didn't tell him what was in his hand. He didn't say, Moses, that rod in your hand, throw it down. He didn't say that. He asked him. He said, Moses, what's that in thine hand? He wanted Moses to admit, it's a rod. I got a rod in my hand. He wanted him to acknowledge what he had. You know, God wants you to acknowledge what you have. You know, Jessica here, Miss Jessica, she flies, she's a pilot. And she flies a plane. And, you know, and she flies different places. And but you know what? She wants to use her talents for the Lord. That's what she told me. And, you know, God, that's a talent she has. That's an ability. You know, God has given you all here abilities and talents and things that you can do. Some of you can read well, and you can read to children, make them laugh. That's something God's, that's what he wants to use right there. Hey, some of you, hey, you know what? Some of you can sing. Hey, that's what he wants right there. Some of you can play instruments. You know, Brother Lapp got up here and playing. Is that a trumpet? Where's Brother Lapp at? Wave at me. I'm blind. There you are. Is that a trumpet? All right. And that's, he took what was in his hand and he's using it. Hey, you know, God is looking for whatever is in your hand. He didn't ask Moses to go find something else, but he said, that what's in your hand is what I want to use. God is looking to use what you already possess. Moses possessed the rod. God used that. Hey, there was a widow woman that possessed a pot of oil. In 2 Kings chapter 4, in verse 1, it says here, and there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of prophets and Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said to her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thine house? What's in your hand? The woman, the widow woman had a pot of oil that she could use. Hey, there was a lad that possessed a sack lunch. In John chapter 6, we find here that the Lord is going to feed the 5,000, and he was asking if they had any meal, any food. And they said, there is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? Jesus said, make the men sit down. And he took it and used. He used what the lad had. He says, hey, what do we have here? Well, there's a lad that has a sack lunch. Take it. I'll use it. Hey, what do you have in your house? I got a pot of oil. I'll take it. I'll use it. Hey, God just wants to use you for who you are. Hey, where you are, what you have, your abilities, your talents, whatever it is, God says, I'll take it. And I'll use it. And I'll do great things with it. But you got to be willing to give it to me and allow me to use it. We find here a lad had a sack lunch. God says, hey, I'll take that, and I'll use it. In verse 2, it says, and the Lord said to him, what is that in thine hand? He said, a rod. Moses' rod was used by Moses, and was used to prove to Moses that God was with him. God said, Moses, what's that in thine hand? He said, a rod. He says, okay, I'm going to prove to the world, I'm going to prove to others that I'm with you. The Bible says, the Lord said to Moses, put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail, and he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. And they that believe that, and they may believe the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath appeared unto thee. You know what he said? He said, Moses, now that you threw this the rod down, it became a serpent. You picked it back up. It's back a rod. Do the same thing. That's all. I'm not asking you to go find something else. Take what you have, and I'll use it, and I will show Pharaoh by that I am with you. I will show the children of Israel by that I am with you. I'm with you. Joshua 1 verse 9, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even in the end of the world. Amen. And Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6, be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. In Hebrews 13, verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You know what God is saying? God is saying, you know what? I'm with you. I want to be with you. You know, God desires to walk with you. God says, hey, I want to walk with you. I want to spend time with you. And all I'm asking, you know, God is not looking for a multimillionaire to use, and he does use them, and praise the Lord for them. But God's looking for a multi-penny heir, right? Hey, you got pennies? God said, I'll take that. Hey, you know what? The widow woman threw two mites, half a cent, and God said, I'll take that. Hey, I'll take whatever you have. It doesn't matter. He said, well, I'm not very smart. God said, I'll take that. Lord, I'm not very talented. I'll take that. Lord, I can't sing very well. I'll take that. Hey, Lord, I don't have an ability to speak in front of people. I'll definitely take that, because Moses wasn't able to do that either, and I used him. Hey, you know, God says, I'll take what you have, and I'll use it. God hungers to prove himself to you. He wants to prove himself to you. I see here, first off, that Moses' rod was used to prove to Moses that God was with him. He said, Moses, I'm going to prove to you that I'm with you with that rod right there. You know, when he picked it back up, do you think Moses felt a little bit different about it? Do you think Moses had a little more confidence about going before Pharaoh? I imagine before it was more like, you know, what's that in that rod? What's in that hand? Oh, it's a rod, Lord. Now it's like, man, I've got to be careful with this thing, you know. Man, this is a snake. It's not a rod anymore. It's a snake. And I imagine Moses was excited about going over there and with Joshua and to say, you know what? Throw that thing down, turn it into a serpent. You know what? He had confidence. You know why? God proved it to him with that rod there, that in thy hand. I see here Moses' rod was used to prove to Moses that God was with him. I see secondly here that Moses' rod was used to prove to Pharaoh that God was with Moses. So first off, God used a rod to prove to Moses that he was with him. Secondly, God used the rod to prove to Pharaoh that God was with Moses. Exodus 7 verse 10, and Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. You know what? God, before Pharaoh's eyes, turned that rod into a serpent. You know what he did? He used Moses and the thing that Moses had to prove to Pharaoh, hey, God is with these people. There's something different about Moses. I see thirdly here, Moses' rod was used to prove to the children of Israel that God was with them. I see first off that God wanted to prove to Moses that God was with him. Secondly, God wanted to prove to Pharaoh that God was with Moses. And then thirdly, God wanted to prove to Moses, through Moses, that to prove to the children of Israel that God was with them. Exodus 14, verse 16, but lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground before the midst of the sea. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters divided. You know, here God says, take that rod, that same rod that you said, it's a rod. Lord, what's this? This is a rod. He says, okay, I'm going to prove to Pharaoh. I'm going to prove to you, Moses, first off, that I am with you. Lord, thank you. That gives me a lot more confidence. Lord, you're with me. Thank you. I realize it. Hey, you know what? The journey goes on. Now he's going to prove to Pharaoh that God is with him. Hey, Pharaoh, watch this. You know, and Pharaoh jumps up, screams, stands on his throne there, and he says, that's a snake. Yeah, and God is with me. Now he says, I want to prove it to the children of Israel that I'm with you. Take that same rod and hold it out over the Red Sea, and I'm going to part the Red Sea. And he parted the Red Sea, and the children of Israel sang the songs of God as they crossed the Red Sea. You know what he did? He proved to the children of Israel that God was, you know, God can take what you have, and God can take that things in your life and prove to you that God's with you. When's the last, the Bible says, prove the Lord. He says, prove me and try me, test me. Hey, see if I'm not with you. See if I will not do it. Hey, you know, why don't we prove to God through what we have. Say, Lord, I want you to show yourself strong through me. Lord, I can't speak, but God, use me. I'm gonna teach. I'm gonna do whatever I need to do. If pastor needs me to drive a bus, I'll go get my CDL license. You know, you say, well, I like driving. I just like to drive. I like children. You know, that those are things that God put on your heart. God says, I'll take that and go down there. You know, it might be a little difficult to get CDL license, but man, once you get it, what a blessing you're going to be to the church. You know what? As we have 50 buses, we need 50 drivers. You know, we need more drivers. You say, well, I can't do much, but I can drive a bus. Hey, God said, I'll take that. Hey, you know what? God is looking for what you have to prove himself strong through that in your life, to show you that he wants to work through you. And there's a lot of us that will go to the grave with that rod buried in the casket, and we never saw God use that rod in our life, that thing that we had in our life. Why? Because we're busy doing other things. Why? Because we were concerned about what we needed. Why? Because we were concerned that maybe we can't do it or God can't use us, rather than trying God and showing and allowing God to work through us. I see the rod was used to prove to Moses that God was with them. The rod was used to prove to Pharaoh that God was with Moses. The rod was used to show the children of Israel that God was with them. God wants to show his power through you and to encourage others for Christ through your testimony. By your testimony and you stepping out, you know, you have a friend, you step out, your friend says, wow, what are you doing? Well, I'm serving the Lord doing this. I'd like to do something too. Hey, let me, come on, join me. We could do it together. You know what? The rod that you had, the thing in your hand, now encourage others to believe that God can use them too as he has used you. Amen. Hey, the Bible says here, let me say real quickly here before I give that verse. We find here, first off, that if I can find my notes here, all the way back here, that point number one is somewhere. And I lost point number one. There is Moses' rod was used to prove to Moses that God was with him. And then we proved to Pharaoh that God was with Moses and then the children of Israel. Thirdly, or fourthly here, his rod was used to bring judgment. His rod was used to bring, God used that same thing to bring judgment. Exodus 9:23, and Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord God sent thunder and hail and fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. You know what? God took that same rod that Moses, hey, he was just leaning on it. It was not anything he was using. Now God is using that. God is showing his power through it. God is showing a testimony through that rod in his life. Now we find Moses with confidence. Hey, he's bringing judgment. He's willing to stand up and take a stand. He's willing to say, hey, this is what God expects. Hey, this is what God wants for our life. The rod was used to bring judgment to the people there. And then we see, fifthly, his rod was used to bring victory. Exodus 17, verse 11, it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. When he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. We see here that Moses' rod was used for victory. You know, God wants to take, and it's steps. You say, well, I'm a miserable person. I'm just not happy. Nothing's going good for me. Nothing's going right for me. You know, why don't you take what you have? Take the rod in your life, the thing that you have, and say, God, I'll take what I have. God, just use me. Whatever you want me to do. Hey, if it's a nursery, I'll work in the nursery. Hey, if it's in children's classes, I'll go to the children's classes. If it's teaching an adult class, if it's working the bus routes, if it's working with the deaf ministry, if it's working in Gyms and Jewels, whatever it might be, Lord, just use me. Do something in my life. God said, I'll take what you have. I'll use you. And as he uses you, people around you will see that. They will be encouraged. They'll see God working through you. And eventually, you're going to have confidence in what you do. And eventually, you'll see victories in your life. Moses saw victories because of the rod. But he didn't see, it wasn't from the very beginning. It took time. Hey, you know what, folks? God wants to do some things in your life. He wanted to bring forth some victories in your life. You know, sad to say, that same rod that brought victory and joy in Moses' life also brought failure. The Bible says in Exodus 20, and verse number 8, I'm not going to read it, but 8 through 11, it talks about Moses, how God told him to go to the rock. And he says here, and Moses took, verse 8, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak unto the rock. So he tells him, he speak to the rock so water can come out. Well, he got frustrated. He got upset at the children of Israel. He got angry. So he hit the rock with the rod. And God said something to him. It says, Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said to them, "Hear ye, you rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, "Because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation." So here he says, you know what? You're not going to be able to go into promised land. Why? Because you disobeyed. You know, if you're not careful, God will give you things in your life. He'll use you. You know, there's a lot of people that used to be used by God. They took that thing in their life that God used and did things, and they saw victories and they saw blessings. But now their lives are sad. Their lives are darkened. The rod is sitting on the side somewhere. You know why? Because they lost track of who used them. They lost track of God. Now, when we think about Moses, and I'm going to end it with something that's really neat. I saw this as I was preparing this message here. Something that's really interesting here. As we think about Moses, Moses had that rod, and he took that rod and he used it. He used it in the beginning to prove that God was with him. He used it to show Pharaoh. He used it to show the children of Israel. He used it for victory. He used it for judgment. But all through that time, you'll see where it says that he took a rod, or his rod, that rod. But I want you to notice something here, and my last point. Exodus chapter 17, turn there if you would with me, if you're not there already. Chapter number 9, Exodus chapter 17, and verse number 9, as we conclude tonight, I got something very interesting to show you. Hey, Christian, tonight, you want God to use you? You want God to, you know, Brother Butler here, I'm not much at all, I promise you. In high school, when I was a senior in high school, I came out of the yearbook as the quietest person, two of the quietest people in the school, and it was a girl in me that was the quietest one. I was shy. I didn't like talking to people. If I saw a group of people talking, I found a way to get around them without them seeing me. I didn't want to talk to people. I was the kind of person that, you know, I wanted to serve the Lord, but I wasn't doing anything I should. But God says, you know, Mark, I'll use you if you're just willing. You know, and you say, but my failures, and I got this failure, and I got that failure. God said, okay, well, your last failure, let's put that aside and stand back up, and I'll use you from that failure. You know, God's never done with you. To the day you die, God says, get back up. Hey, a just man falls 7 times and he rises again. Get back up. God said, I'll use you wherever you're at. Hey, I'll take whatever you have. Hey, whatever ability, whatever talent, whatever it is, God says, hey, it's yours. You're using it. You're it's for your own. You know, I know people that can't speak in a Sunday school class, but they can go out and do sale calls, cold calls. Hey, you know what? You have an ability. Why don't you give it to God? Hey, that's my rod. This is something I have. In chapter 17 of Exodus, we find here, it says, and Moses said to Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek tomorrow, and I will stand on the top of the hill with what? The rod of God in my hand. That's the only verse that we find Moses saying, with the rod of God in my hand. It went from a rod, this rod, my rod, to the rod of God. You know what? Moses got to the point in his life where he realized, Brother Barker, that this is not his rod anymore. It's God's rod. Hey, right now, it's your life. It's your future. It's your dreams. It's your abilities. It's your talents. It's your money. It's your house, your car, your things. But God says, if you'll allow me, if you'll hand it to me, let me work through you. Let me help you. Let me take what, you know, hey, there are so many things here in the ministry. We're going to need so much help. We need bus drivers, bus workers, Sunday school teachers, nursery workers. Everybody here ought to have a job, more than one job to do in the church. God said, give it to me. That ability, that talent, whatever you have, even if you don't think it's good, I'll take it. And God says, eventually, you'll turn around someday like Moses and you say, I'll hold up the rod of God. Someday you'll say, I'm using God's hands, God's eyes. Hey, this is God's car. Yeah, God gave me his car. This is God's car. You never used to say that before. This is God's house. That's why, you know, we like having people over. It's God's house. That's God's money. If the preacher, you know, we have a special need, I don't mind giving because that's God. It's not my money. It's God's. See, there's a transition takes place. We find here, Moses said to Joshua, choose you out men and go out and fight with Amalek tomorrow, and I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. Moses finally realized that the rod always belonged to God for the purpose of the work of God. The Bible says in Psalms 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. I have a question tonight for you. What do you possess? What do you have in your life? Whether you think it's good or bad or, you know, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. Whatever you have, God says he'll use it. The question tonight is, are you willing to give whatever you have to God? You say, well, I know how to type. But, you know, I don't, well, you know, we can use people to help type over here, give Ms. Kavanaugh. God said, I'll take that. Hey, you know, I can decorate. We could use that. Hey, God wants to take whatever you have and transform it into his. And when it becomes his, when you can stand up like Moses and say, hey, I'm going to hold up the rod of God, all of a sudden there's a transformation that takes place in your life when you realize it's not my life anymore. It belongs to God. And when it belongs to God, I have no problem giving it to him. When it belongs to me, it's mine. You know, I have grandkids that say, mine, right? And this is mine. But when it belongs to God, it's like if somebody lets you borrow their car, then they call you up, hey, I need my car. You're not going to have a problem saying, hey, here's your car. But it's theirs. When you finally realize it's always been theirs. This house I live in, I thought it was mine, but it's always been theirs. And I've lived in it for so long, I thought it was mine, but it's theirs. So if they need to come over for any reason, they're always welcome because it's their house. It's God's life. It's God's hands, God's eyes, God's feet. It's your whatever you possess, whatever you have, God put in your hand. And he's turning around and said, okay, hand it to me now. I need to use it. No, Lord, it's mine. God said, no, it's not. It's mine. But you have to understand that. Let's pray tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray you help us.
Thank you for joining us today. For more audio or video content, you can visit our website at parksidebaptist.org.